3 days a week, a music therapy service hosts a happy family hour on Zoom for kids and adults. Participants sing and play instruments like drums and guitars and maracas in an hour-long journey of music. KJZZ's Jill Ryan listened in.
If you know this one, sing along, or you can play along with any instruments you might have. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell.
That's Nathan Servilikin and Brittany Care Peterson performing over Zoom on a recent Wednesday night. Both are interns working at Mindful Music Therapy Services, and they are singing to a small group of 10 people and some of their parents. The business uses interns from Arizona State University's music therapy program, and it was founded by one person.
So my name is Debbie Krett. I am a master's level board certified neurologic music therapist. And I am the owner, founder, director of Mindful Music Therapy Services.
Krett has been a music therapist for 28 years, and she helps clients of all ages and stages with music. Based in the Valley, she provides services to local schools, senior centers, and private homes. Krett says music therapy helps with memory retention, cognitive rehabilitation, and also helps those with developmental delays. Each therapist is trained in multiple instruments, including voice.
We are trained in knowing how to manipulate the music, to work with whoever our clients are, to serve them.
But since the pandemic, most of their services had to either shut down or be moved online. And in June, Craig got an idea to host a free happy family hour 3 times a week. This is for children of all ages who are encouraged to sing and play instruments with their instructors, using their own instruments or even just fingers drumming on a table. The one downside, Krett says, is that Zoom's audio cuts out if too many people make noise at the same time, so she usually has everyone but the interns mute themselves. But everyone can be seen on camera, and sessions are also broadcast on Facebook Live, shaking maracas, strumming ukuleles and guitars while singing.
We start off with something that you know, obviously we would greet everybody at the beginning of a group.
Hey, Libby!
Then, I like to do something super active, like a physical, a dancing thing, to get the body going.
Krett says they also incorporate questions and discussions, like one about Paul Simon's lyrics, Rosie, the Queen of Corona.
So really what it means is Rosie was one of the girls that went to Corona High School.
Corona High School.
And she was like the homecoming queen. That's what that song means. So it has nothing to do with COVID.
There you go. Yeah.
A long time ago, Paul Simon didn't know.
Goodbye, Rosie, the queen of
Betsy
Corona.
Nikolai has been at every happy family hour since the start, Krett says. She is 29 years old and has Down syndrome. Her mother, Marianne, says the sessions have helped Betsy with her communication skills. She called music a universal language that speaks to Betsy and evokes positive responses. And Marianne says this program is one of the best.
Betsy's older, so we've done it through different programs over the years. Miss Debbie's just, she has an exceptional program in the way they deliver the program, particularly in the way they interact. They sing songs to each individual person, and then they sing them collectively.
Betsy, we're coming to you in 3, 2, 1.
Howdy do. Howdy do.
Marianne says Betsy will continue to attend these Zoom sessions for as long as they're available. Krett says while the sessions will remain free and available 3 times a week through August, she is not sure about the future. Currently, she and her interns are hosting the sessions without pay.
You know, when I first did it, I was so apprehensive, and it's so much time on my part, and okay, I'll do Zoom. And yet, I'm so blessed by it, honestly.
Well, I'm on my way.
Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rosie.